Hello, students. Class 10 English Literature, we will begin with the poem Nine Gold Medals, written by David Roth. Nine Gold Medals is a poem written by the American rock vocalist, songwriter and author David Roth. It celebrates human values of cooperation, compassion, empathy, fairness and concern. The poem reveals the story of nine differently abled athletes who participated in a Special Olympics. Nine special runners had trained themselves for the racing event with the hope of winning the gold medal. However, as the race began, the youngest runner tripped and fell on the ground, which made all the other athletes stop to help him without any hesitation. In life, we often prioritize competitions and focus on winning them at any cost, irrespective of what comes our way. However, there are even bigger things in life than just winning a competition. This poem emphasizes on the sportsmanship and kindness exhibited by these athletes that made them win a gold medal each for their exemplary behavior. The poem is written much like a story in a very simple language. Special Olympics is the world's largest sports organization for people with disabilities that focuses on developing the qualities of sportsmanship, self-confidence, and team spirit in the individuals. According to some, at the Special Olympics, this incident happened in the year 1976 track and field event held at Washington, when one of the athletes did actually fall down, seeing which two, three other participants stopped to lift him up and eventually finished the race together. However, everyone participating in the race didn't turn. This does not, however, change the message that the poem gives us, that the spirit of empathy, consideration, and brotherhood surpasses the achievement of merely winning a competition. Now let us start with the poem. Stanza 1. The athletes had come from so many countries to run for the gold, the silver and bronze. Many weeks and months in training, all building up to the games. The first stanza says that athletes have come from many countries all over the world to take part in the Special Olympics. They were there to compete for the medals, that is gold, silver and bronze. They have gone through strenuous training for months to participate in the events with high hopes and dreams of winning medals. Stanza 2. All round the field, spectators were gathered, cheering on all the young women and men. Then the final event of the day was approaching, the last race about to begin. The second stanza says that a large audience was present at the ground to cheer the participants of different events. They cheered and enjoyed throughout the day. Now it was time for the final event of the day, that is the race. People were eagerly waiting for the event to begin. Stanza 3. The loudspeakers called out the names of the runners, the 100 meters, the race to be run, and nine young athletes stood there determined and poised for the sound of the gun. The stanza says that the names of the runners who would take part in the 100 meters race were announced. There were nine participants, all determined to win the competition and lined up behind the starting point. They were ready to start, waiting for the sound of the gun. Stanza 4. The signal was given, the pistol exploded, and so did the runners on hearing the sound. But the youngest among them stumbled and staggered and fell on his knees to the ground. Now in this stanza, the pistol exploded, signaling the start of the race. All the runners charged ahead along their respective tracks. But suddenly, there occurred an unexpected thing. The shortest athlete among them stumbled and staggered and fell on his knees to the ground. We will continue in the next audio. Thank you, students.